views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
This show's audio was via a Skype call.
The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, is an inspirational hour that'll take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. Get ready to be transformed from Dr. Jen's live guided healing meditations and intuitive readings, and unveil the power of connecting to spirit, the angels, and your higher self. Dr. Jen is passionate about helping you find the answers you're looking for through an inward journey that'll strengthen your connection to spirit and help you trust your intuition. Now, here's your host, Dr. Jen Royster.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the show. We are going to talk about the full moon coming up on June 17. Has a lot of great energy. This is one of the best moons of the year, I think. And I'm getting a weird signal. Let me know if you cannot hear me. We're getting all kinds of weird things going on over here today. So we're just trying to work it out, and I'm going to go with it. And we are recording it just to make sure. So here's the thing. Well, it doesn't want to record. Okay, it's recording on another one. Thank goodness we have backup. Back onto this. We're talking about intuition and intuitive gifts that all of us have, that we all have that ability to tap into. This particular moon coming up will let us do that, will help you if that's something you're interested in doing. We are all about the metaphysics and the energy behind everything that we experience in life. That's what the show is all about. I believe that energy is the root cause to everything we experience. And when we really become aware of what we focus our energy on, what we tap into, changes the whole thing, changes everything we experience, the reality, the situations, what we bring into our lives, what we remove out of our lives. So it's a little bit of all of the above. Now, everyone has intuition. It's that. And I'm having a problem. Guys, I'm having problems with my camera. So I'm going to take a quick break so I can fix it. I have to come out of the queue. So, Carter, let's go to a quick break.
Have you ever wondered how you might feel differently if the books were full of her instead of him? What if your history lesson was filled with powerful women leaders and rulers? As a woman, would you feel more empowered? As a man, would you see women differently? I'm Megan Edge. I'd love for you to join me on my radio show, Playing on the Edge, Radical Change with Ease, with my co-host, Dr. Pat, on Transformation Talk Radio. I hope to see you there.
A word of caution, if you prefer the status quo and you are not interested in improving every aspect of your life, this book will trigger the shift out of you. The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens is available now. Author Colette Steffen brings the powerful knowledge and life-changing energy and empowerment from the radio airwaves to the pages of her new book. To get your copy in paperback or ebook, visit thetruthisfunny.com today.
Are you ready to consistently tap into the transcendent place where your whole being is available to you and access a higher level of ability and performance physically, cognitively, emotionally, and effectively? Then join us on ClearSpeak Talk Radio with Dr. Jeanette Wolf on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in every fourth Friday at 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern. Go to JeanetteWolf.com, Quantum Body, to sign up for your whole health mentoring.
People often ask, what does it mean to thrive? On Thrive by Gen Radio, it means body confidence, mind fulfillment, and soul synchronicity. Create synchronicity with God and learn as Jen shares action steps and real stories that will inspire you to be unstoppable in fulfilling your purpose. Tune in live each Monday at 8 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit JenniferZellup.com to thrive with Jen.
If you have a sense that you are meant for more, join Heather Allison every third Tuesday at noon Pacific as she explores an ancient, forgotten energy within us and helps us access our original archetypal blueprint. The Golden Path will help you remember the key to unlocking your life, love, success, and magic you were meant for. A key to unlocking your Golden Path. Visit heather-allison.com.
Are you done being afraid to jump into the life that's waiting for you? Are you ready for a real shift? I invite you to tune in every Tuesday with me, Tracy L., on the Tracy L. Clark Show, where we will teach you how to live your extraordinary life. At 8 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, where I will provide the tools and the steps needed to help you transcend perceived limitations and move forward with an extraordinary life. For more information, visit me at TracyLClark.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Hello, everyone. I don't know if you're able to hear me over on YouTube. If you're over there, let me know. We're having a little bit of technical difficulty, but I'm going to keep going with the show because we are audio, and we will just go with that. So what we're talking about is the intuitive gifts that are with this full moon. I am recording this show, so hopefully we'll have something. I know, trying. Camera has gone on the fritz. So intuition. Intuition is something that is built within all of us. We all have it. It's a very normal part of life. It's something that we sometimes reason with or we logic it out, like, oh, that's my gut intuition. That's my instincts. You're hearing it with that. And I'm trying to turn that off, guys. Bear with me. We may go to a blank screen. Let me try this. Hey, I just showed up. Hey, I'm kind of there. This is hilarious, guys. We're just having one of those kind of, and I'm half off the screen. I'm laughing at this whole thing. Guys, don't you just love live radio? I mean, radio TV. Isn't this hilarious? I'm trying to fix it, guys. Let me just go to a blank screen. Let's just do, now it won't even do that. There we go. Let's do it like that. Okay. I don't know if you can hear me or not. Don't know if you can hear me. Probably not. Guys, we are having some problems. So there I am and now I'm gone. I know. They're laughing. So I am trying to fix it. So bear with me. I know I'm trying to get to the show, guys. I am. But I know I have a lot of people over there hanging on for this. So give me one second. We'll see if we can fix it. And that way we're good. Lost your sound on YouTube. I still hear you. Carter, hang on. Hang on, guys. I know. I'm trying to fix it. This is craziness. Just craziness, right? I know. Okay. I know. I know I am fixing it. I swear. Hey, here I am. Okay. You guys are going to hear me in a minute. Good grief. Now that we've waited, it's 11:11, by the way. I just looked and we fixed it at 11:11. Oh my goodness. Okay, here we go. Let's try again. Intuition. Did anybody have an intuitive on that this was all going to happen today? I'm glad that I have lightened up about things not being perfect in my life, because good grief. Now, we are going to move on. This is a Sagittarius full moon coming up on June 17. I'm still laughing about this. Talk about trying to distract me. Come on now. I'm keeping my focus. Now, what's happening is intuition and everybody's ability to connect will level up. We will have more opportunity and it will be easier. The energy coming in is allowing that. If you feel full moons and you are working on your spiritual awakening and your connection, this is a really opportune time. For those that are brand new to, like, what are you talking about with intuition? Intuition is, everybody has it. It's your gut. It's your feeling. You know, something like, I'm not sure about that, but I just feel something's off. That's intuition. That's coming from within you, trying to give you a message, trying to let you know something's up. So when we go into developing that more, we are fine-tuning that, where it's not just about right here on this planet, this earth, this physical life. It's about connecting with higher realms. It's how I connect with angels. It's how I connect with spirit guides. It's how you can connect and do the same thing. And you can listen to your soul that way as well. It's more of a higher self connection. I mean, that is who you are inside. Intuition is that voice, really, of that inner you. And you want to listen to that. That's your truth. That is absolutely what you can trust out of everything, is that comes from within you. That's what you can trust to be right for you. All right. We're still okay out there. All right. You know, I'm getting lost in the message. So that's what we're doing. So there's a few common ways that you can pick up your intuition. And I've done classes in the past on that before, but some of the most common ways are the just knowing, the feeling, like you don't know how you know, you just know. That's claircognizance. It's, you just know. And most people that have a little bit more of an analyzing side to them, or they feel like they're very, you know, structured and they're not spiritual at all, a lot of times that's the way their intuition will come through. It's very common. It's one of the ways that you can start to develop your intuition. Another one would be clairvoyance. You hear about that one all the time with psychics. Okay, not all psychics are clairvoyant, but most that really have a true connection and that are really doing this usually have that one and a few others. I know that I'm clairvoyant, I'm clairsentient, I'm claircognizant, and I can hear it too. That came over me just opening up to allowing that full connection in different ways. It's not always that I see. It's not always that I hear. I've just worked on that over the years to not be afraid of it and to allow it to come through. I always keep protection up, so I know that I'm only hearing from the divine, my higher self, my soul, my spirit, my angels, things like that. And then I don't have to worry about it. I don't have to live in fear. Fear is usually what will just upset the apple cart on most people that don't understand metaphysics in this way. Metaphysics is a combination of, you know, it's just beyond this physical life. You know, it's physics, it's about life, and then there's metaphysics, which is beyond here. And energy intention, law of attraction, things like that are all part of this umbrella, really. Connection, you know, your spirituality side. Some people are terribly afraid of this. I'm not trying to make you go there if you don't want to, but a lot of times we're afraid of things we don't understand, or we've been taught to be afraid of it, or there was something wrong with it. I grew up with it being, you know, bad, and I've always been this way. So here I am I have no intentions to do any harm with anything. And now I'm being told that's bad because of beliefs. Okay. But then I came to a point in my life where I had to be true to myself. I couldn't pretend that wasn't there. I've always had this. I didn't want to shut it down. They've never let me down. Out of everything and everyone that I have ever had a connection with, spirit, angels have never let me down. They've always had my back. And I had to just come to terms with not being afraid to let people know that, which is what this show kind of has done for me. It's like, just let me share that. Because I know I'm not the only one that probably feels like that. Intuition is nothing to be afraid of. Intuition is empowerment from within. This full moon coming up has a Sagittarius vibration to it. It will allow you to unlock wisdom and answers that you already have inside of you. They don't come from outside. They don't come from me to you. They don't come from somebody else telling you this is what you have going on. You want to be able to connect to that, because out of everything out there, that's what you want to be able to trust, is this is what I'm picking up. Do you really need someone else to validate it for you? When in the beginning, it's good to be with groups that are learning, you know, but at the same time, you want to be careful that they're not trying to tell you what's going on in there, and you're not connecting with that. You're not feeling that. I mean, nobody's perfect. Nobody's 100%. I'm not even claiming to be that. I give you my honest whatever I'm getting when I do a reading. But what I want is for you to know you can do these things for yourself as well, and trust that. You know what you're picking up more than anybody. And yes, you can do validations a few ways if you're learning to trust your own intuition and really learn it and not second guess it, which usually is the big hiccup in life. We're always second guessing, and then we talk ourselves out of what we just picked up on. And now we've talked ourselves completely out of it, completely out of changing anything. So here it is. When this full moon comes around, you want to take the opportunity with this one, because it will amplify your intuition on whatever level it's on. So if you really want to find a connection, work with this energy. Have that intention out there. You know, just a quiet meditation, just quieting yourself to listen and be quiet and just listen and just say, yeah, I would love it. But then if you're not ready, here's the thing that I do want to tell you. If you're not ready or you're afraid, anything from the divine is not going to do that to you. So shielding up and protecting that only, you know, and that's what I do. It's like shielding up, because all I want coming through is divine. What will bring us positive change? What will help us grow? What will help us move forward and be of benefit? That's what I want coming through. And if it's not that, then it's a waste of my time, and it's just going to pull the vibration down. So that's why I highly recommend, before you meditate or before you put the intention out there, to ask for that shielding. And what you can do, and it's so easy, is just take a couple minutes and visualize yourself inside of a protective wall, inside of a protective shield. And it's not that everything is bad out there. Everything is bad. And we're not doing this shield out of fear. And when we first start this, there's a lot of fear, you know, like almost paranoia. Like, wait, you know, did I check? Did I put it up right? Your intention to be protected and only connected to the divine is all that's necessary, honestly. And the fears will start to fall away as you shield up like that. And I like to use the triangle. You can use something like a circle, anything that is completely enclosed. And you just visualize yourself in this safe place, and that's your boundary. Think of it as a boundary. We have boundaries, okay? And if you don't have good boundaries, all kinds of stuff can take advantage, and you know, that's what happens in life. You know when your boundaries are weak. You know what I'm talking about. Well, with this and spirit, you would do the same thing. Just make sure that's what you're doing. You're putting up a boundary that only the good stuff's coming in. Okay. That's it. That's all I want to connect to. And then you can lighten up and, you know, put that fear out of the way and just tap in and say, you know what? I would love to hear and connect with that. Then what you do, and it's not going to come in the same way for everybody. Some people might see something, some people might not, and it won't do that. And if you're not ready, it's just not going to. So you don't really need to be afraid of that. I would recommend that most of the time when you're first starting out to really start working with intuition and your connection, that it will probably come through in your subconscious through dreams, usually in those wee hours right before you wake up. That's a really good time. If you find you're naturally waking up at that time, I think somebody last week had mentioned that, like at 4 a.m., 3 a.m., right before you're going to actually wake up, go ahead and sit up or just lay there and have that intention to go into that meditation then. That's honestly the most perfect time. If you want to have a perfection out there, that's a good time to work with intuition. It's one of the best times because it's before your day is all full of all the distracting thoughts and activities and everything tugging and pulling at you, and you're in that conscious state. Subconscious, right before you're waking up, is a really good time. Even if it's just a 15 minutes, it's fine. If you did that every morning, you would find that things start really moving. That's when you really start to have things coming through. And it may come through in your dream state. I highly recommend as you're working with this full moon energy, because it's going to be easier, you might have some things coming through that are different for you and you're not sure and you're not used to it. Jot them down. Keep a journal of what you've experienced, what you've seen, what you thought, because they will come through that way too. It will just be interesting experiences, you know, interesting. That's interesting. That I've never thought of it that way. A different perspective, things like that will come through, which is amazing. That's what you want to think about. That's what you want to do. Let's see here. What do we got over? I want to say hello to everybody that's been very patient over on YouTube with our interesting, fun glitches this morning. That was just funny. We have David. We have Jody Kelly. Shadana, good morning. And Beth. Hi, Beth. Good to see you too. And see, David's saying, I can sure relate to the growing up with it part. My life changed when I accepted things and started learning to work with my gifts instead of trying to bury them and hide them. That's exactly what I'm talking about. Absolutely. I'm so much happier that I'm just not hiding it anymore. And not everybody will be okay with it. And I'm not here to make sure they are. I'm not here to throw it in their face and force it down their throat either, because I know what that feels like to have somebody else's belief system pushed and forced on me. I'm not going to do that to somebody else. I have capacity to understand what that feels like now. Other people may or may not. You have to let that go. You have to not be focusing on how their reaction is, how they feel about it. You don't have to go pushing it out there either. Honestly, when you're first starting out with this, you don't need to waste your energy making sure that everybody's approved of your new developments that you have going on. You want to surround yourself with support, like what we do here in this show. And people that are joining here in this show or any other connection or group like this, like our Angel Retreat, we're all on this journey and we're sharing and we're walking it together. We all have our unique things that are going on, but we don't feel by ourselves that way. You're never by yourself anyway, but you know, it's nice to have support. It's nice to feel like you're not completely the oddball all the time. Out in the real world, sometimes you just feel like you're the only one, right? I know what that feels like. That's why I want to do this for people that are in this, okay? Because it's just different. It's exciting. You're unlocking things about yourself you never knew that you brought with you. And that's why we're here. I really believe that. I believe that's why we're here. This is a creative, this moon energy coming up on the 17th. It's creative. It's dreamy. It's It's a connection. It's the possibilities. The doubt seems to fade away on that you have this ability to connect to higher realms. So if you are working on your intuition, you absolutely want to do this. This is what you want to get into. This is what you want to be involved in. This is what you want. So here we got speaking our truth. And you don't want to be judgmental about it. You want to be able to contribute. You want to be able to just get into this world and feel like yourself. Connecting with your intuition helps you do that as well. It really does. It helps you know, you know what? I've got this. I can do this. And you don't have to get the validation from outside of yourself from anywhere. You can just do this. So, I mean, there's so much about this that it connecting to your spiritual side is a part of you, just like your physical and your mental. So your mind, body, soul coming together in one, which is what this entire year's theme is about the balance between all of them working together. It's like a power of three, honestly. Who's been seeing a lot of threes? The other day I had 333 come up literally within seconds, like four times. It was insane. I thought, oh my goodness, you want my attention. The other one that I'm finding a lot that's popping up is 1110. Anybody getting any of those numbers? That means there's change. There's possibilities. That's a triple one with a zero that magnifies it. So that's a lot of shift and change. I can feel big shifts coming. Is anybody feeling different? Is anybody having restless nights? All of this is part of the growth and the awakening that we're all experiencing. Intuition is a gift that you came here with. You don't want to squash that down, ignore it. You want to value it for what it is. It's a gem that for most of us, we hid away because it wasn't approved of out there. Honestly, part of me believes that because it empowers us so much as an individual, that's why it gets squashed down so much. And I'm not out here to go fight, you know, anything. I'm just here to live in my own strength and shine my light. And I'm hoping that by living by example, it helps to inspire you to do the same for you with whatever works and is right for you. I would sleep. What is that? Somebody's saying, what is sleep? So Jody is not sleeping. And oh, she has a 333 on the back of her username. I didn't realize that till just now. And now it's showing up. I see that because I'm usually looking to the front of it. That's great. You know, if you're not sleeping, you obviously want to look and see if there's anything in your diet or your health or your whatever you do for your self-care that you could do to shift. I've noticed that I've had to shift some things in my own as I've moved through this energy. I've had to change some approaches, and I'm pretty, you know, clean living, holistic, all that good stuff, natural healthcare. And sometimes when we're shifting and our bodies are acclimating to all of this energy, they might need a nutrient more than the other than they did before. And as you go through different phases of life, it changes. So it's always good to go and reevaluate. Well, what could I be doing different? Maybe I need to change something up. For most of us, there will probably be a slight tweak here and there, depending on what you have going on. So don't hesitate to reevaluate. Even if it's been working great for a while, reevaluate and see if there's something you could add, take away, increase, decrease, things like that. That's what's popping up when I read that for you, Jody. For anybody else that might be feeling some things, I know people are feeling tingling. They're feeling crazy, crazy stuff. They're feeling a lot of tingles through their body in their nervous system. If you don't have anything going on with your health physically, and if you feel like you need to get that checked out medically, please do. not replacing that, but when everything checks out, there's nothing to explain why you're feeling this, look into the energy behind it. I know that messages are coming through the antenna, which is our body on energy. Our body is an antenna for the soul to send messages to us. Okay. So for example, say you get angry and then all of a sudden you have a joint with arthritis in it that just starts flaring because you got really upset about something like the day or two before. That's an example. That's one that's kind of common, actually. Arthritis in metaphysics is, you know, we're holding deep-seated resentment, or we're just holding, you know, things that we need to let go of, just things like that. Intensity. That's what it is metaphysically. That is a very painful, uncomfortable joint issue. And I'm not discrediting that people are suffering with that. And there's lots of different types of it. But what I'm saying is, whatever you're doing to take care of what's physically there, you can always look at the energy behind it to see if you can find some peace and resolution and move forward. You know, I've been working with energy a lot. Whenever I have anything physical, I go there first, and I can attest for myself personally that it always improves whatever's going on every single time. That's because I really believe in that, and that's the way I want to approach it first. It doesn't mean that I don't feel things. Of course I do. But when I do, I go, oh, okay, what are you trying to tell me? That's immediately what I say. And I ask my body. It's like, well, you're trying to tell me something. Let me pay attention and listen. And then I will ask angels and spirit, help me to understand what I need to know right now. Or like, you know, I'm listening, and can you send me some sort of message? Am I on the right track? And it's so amazing. Within a day, I get all kinds of interesting messages that'll come through, whether it comes through nature, articles pop up, somebody will just say something off the cuff, and it's exactly what I was looking for. That's how they'll send it. They'll find a physical way to send those messages to you. That's me being tuned in and paying attention and aware to listen. Now, sometimes I'm missing it completely. And yeah, sometimes they'll send a message that's like, it almost feels like a hammer on the head, you know, like, hello, wake up. We've been screaming at you. And I'm like, oh, and I know better than that. You know, it's like, oh no, but you don't want to beat yourself up. All of what I'm talking about is intuition. Okay. I've learned just working and allowing and having that interest and passion in connection with the angels, that I've learned how to decipher between which one I'm hearing, and I trust it. How I pick up Michael may be completely different from how you would pick up Michael. Because it's an individual that we're developing on our soul level to grow and align in, you want to know that you are connecting with the way that works for you. Some people are going to have clairvoyance much stronger than clairaudience, or they won't hear, or the feeling. Feeling is empaths a lot. You feel everything. You feel it. That's a strong one for me as well. Just feeling energy shift. I can feel when somebody changes. I can feel when something's about to go amiss, you know, and well, except for my electronics today, but I know they were trying to tell me something, and I'm still tuned into that. So they're paying, you know, something's going on. They want to talk to me about something. So it might be for later. I have no idea, but listening and picking up on every little nuance. At first you feel like, oh, good grief, I'm trying to read something into everything. And you've probably been told that or discounted in the past. So you shut it down like you were being ridiculous. I know. I get that. Somebody that's not on this path is not going to understand it for that. They're going to see it that way. And that's okay. That's their opinion. You don't have to be their opinion of you. Remember that phrase, our favorite phrase, right? So know that intuition is one of the most powerful things in empowering you that you already have there. You don't have to go find it. You don't have to go buy it. You don't have to get it from anybody else telling you anything. You just have to take the time to go inward to discover it and discover how it works for you. A good example of how mine has worked, and I can give you examples of mine. That's what I can do, is share how I've experienced it. Yesterday was interesting. We had, you know, it's stormy weather a lot here lately, but I had to leave. I had an appointment and I had to leave for a few hours. And when I leave, I always shield up and protect the home. And I don't even ask. It's not like, oh, angels, please make sure my dog Emmy is okay. I don't approach it that way. I say, thank you for watching over her while I'm away. Thank you for watching over the home. Like it's already been done. Because I believe that they do. They will. That's what they do for us. That's what they want to do. So I did that. And then I also say, thank you for watching over me while I'm on the road and I'm driving and I'm out. And then thank you that I'm going to have a fantastic day. I did all of this yesterday morning. And I did. I went out and I had a great day. And by the time I was coming back, weather had started to churn up, which it does every afternoon. And no matter where I was on the road, the storms and the lightning and everything was way over there in the distance. And all these alerts and these warnings are coming up. And my dog is afraid of lightning and thunder, so I always like to make sure she feels safe. So I trusted that the angels were with her to keep her safe. That's just, you just believe it. You just accept that it's already done. When I came back, my home, my dog were great. Several neighbors, not so much. There was stuff all over the place. There was things broken. There was patio furniture in their swimming pools and broken screen doors and plants and pots all flying everywhere. I mean, it wasn't just a thunderstorm. There was some funnel clouds or something in there. There wasn't even a leaf out of place on my home. Not one leaf, not anything. And I had compassion for what the neighbors, and I was out there helping with one. But this is what I do. This is how I live my lifestyle. I am thankful that it's already done. That's another one. And then, now I'm not saying that it'll always be perfect. I won't have something happen, but it will help me. And I mean, I will tell you right now, there's been more times than not that I have been shielded, diverted, delayed from harm's way. I can't even tell you how many times. And I know that that is them watching over and that I know it's there and I'm not living in fear. Because the fear, if you trust that and believe that, this is really powerful. If you trust that and believe that, that it's already done. So thank you. I'm in gratitude that they're there for me. You let go of the fear. You put that down aside. You walk your day and you don't live in fear. But if you are asking, oh, please, I hope you can help me, but you're still holding the fear is what will draw in the things you don't want on a metaphysical viewpoint with energy, because like attracts like kind of thing. So if you don't like what's coming into your life, when you look at this from an energy point of view, that's where you want to change it. So the shielding, the protection, so you can connect and work on your intuition and then be thankful for it and put the fear aside. You've lifted your vibration. It's easier to connect. Now it's all coming through and the fear is not blocking everything, causing all the obstruction. It does take practice. It's not like it's perfect. I won't say, oh, it's just perfect. You know, it's not like you're living in a bubble in a delusional, not realistic life. I mean, things happen, but we respond to them differently when our mindset is in a different place and we handle things better. And we find that we grow through them and we learn through them versus they take you out or they derail you. And now you just have a big hot mess. Okay. It's a whole different way that the outcome can present itself by the way you walk through it. Intuition helps with that a lot. So let's see what we have here. Kelly says, I have literally no idea why I do this, but every time I lock my front door, I say, through God, all things are possible. Maybe it's left over from Catholicism, but it's comforting. Oh, there's nothing wrong with that. That's good. Absolutely. I like that because I love that. That's beautiful. I have the Irish Celtic prayer at my front door. It's on a plaque with an angel, and it's about only good things coming in. I can't recite it or remember it, and it's in another room, but it's the Celtic prayer of protection. And I love it because it's just, you know, you're welcome to come. It's like a welcome for all good things to come in, but, you know, not all the other stuff. And I just like it at my entrance because every time I read it, it reminds me, thank you, that we are providing energy environment to draw in the good things, like attracts light. Let's see. David's saying, my waters have been a little cloudy. Your water has been cloudy lately. I'm taking this weekend to try to spend some time cleaning out some old and inviting new. My water? You mean, I'm not quite sure if you're talking literal water or metaphoric there, but you're going to clear out some old and invite new. That's good for you. Sounds like his emotions maybe, or are you talking about literal waterways? I didn't think so. Not from the way the rest of that read. So he's working on it. This weekend's a perfect time to do that because the intuitive connection will be clear for that. So it really is like between now and a good week or two after the full moon, you can work with this energy that's here with us. Sagittarius is a Sagittarius moon. It's a fiery moon. It wants to get things done. It wants to have that, you know, energy and make it work. And here's the cool part that some of you might need to think about. We have spent the life you are swimming in. Okay. Thank you for the clarity. I just wasn't sure. So yes, he is working in it. Yeah. He is working with that. Yeah. That you've been going through lots of big changes, and I think that we all have, but you've been going through a lot. So, this moon, this energy is, here's the thing that's really cool. We work so hard on healing, releasing, you know, fixing. There's more of a focus on just love who you are right now. It's more about that, you know, just love who you are and get to know who you are, which is what intuitive abilities that you have within you, that's the journey that will take you on. It will take you to really get to know who you are. That intuition, that trusting what's right for you and not right. And, you know, it's challenging sometimes because, you know, you'll have something pop up that, yeah, this doesn't feel right to me, but everybody else loves it. That's okay. Let them do what they're going to do. You need to do different. You know, it might be that everybody in the group wants to go to this restaurant. They love it. And you don't. I know. I feel like that sometimes, you know, and it's okay. But that's where we can get stuck and we overwork it. We overthink it. Like, why? What's wrong with me? Why don't I want to do anything everybody else wants to do? Because you're branching out. You're out of your comfort zone, discovering new things about you. They'll do it when they're ready. They may or may not in this lifetime. Not everybody's on the same page with this one. But you can't be worrying about what they're doing. You got to do what's right for you. I know. I get you. I can hear you guys. I mean, you know, when we're taking our mask off and we're being true to ourselves, it does change a lot of factors in our life. We feel relationships are shifting. Some are leaving. Some are tweaking. Some are becoming closer. We're bringing in new relationships. We're releasing old items that you had, a home, belongings. If they're not feeling right, maybe it's time to let those go too. Things like that. Maybe you need to relocate. This is all part of shifting, and you're picking up intuitively about your energy. When you feel that constant, I got to do it different, that's coming from within you. And instead of being stressed about it, think about it. You're like, I don't know, I can't figure it out. Be okay that you can't figure it out. That's step number one. Be okay that I have no idea why this is being this way. Just be okay with it. Then move to, you know what? I'm just going to go about my day and forget about it. You ask for help, then you forget about it. You say, you know what? I know it's going to come to me. I'm going to put it out there that I'm going to get some guidance. And then you go about your day. You just don't keep harping on it and moaning. But, you know, you've got to let it go at that point. You just be okay with where you are. You'll be quite surprised that if you do that, it starts to move and come in differently that way. It starts to roll in and shift. That's the great part about it. Because now you're overcoming and now you're developing it to where it'll work. I do that a lot. If things feel like they're just not focused or they're not coming through, I put it out there. I go, well, you know what? I'm okay. I'm good. I'm going to be fine. You know, and I'll just say, I don't know why I feel like this about something, but I'm just going to find something to apply myself positively. And I start to do something, doing something physical, like an activity, exercise, a sport, craft, art, you know, anything, gardening, anything like that. I mean, gosh, housekeeping, anything, weeding a garden, just taking a good walk, anything like that. And you just don't try to fix it. Don't try to figure it out like in a time frame. Just let it come in as it's going to come in. Let it just be. One of the biggest tricks, I wouldn't say trick, one of the biggest tips, it's more of a tip, that or an insight that I have really found that helps you move along with intuition is to just be okay and accept how it's going to come in, not try to make it come in a certain way. And then it will really start to flow. You'll also just develop different aspects. Like if you're more clairsentient, which is feeling, or claircognizant, where you just know, you might start to see or hear. You might start to shift and it starts to develop the other ones. And there's also one that's like where you can smell something. Some people can smell energy shifting. I can feel it. I can feel the slightest shift in energy with anything. I can feel it in conversations with people. I can feel it outside. I can just feel it. I can just feel it. It's just, that's something with energy that I just know. I know that when mine shifts, I know when somebody else's shifts, and which is why I'm fascinated with energy and how it works. And I also know that I had to learn as a highly sensitive, empathic person, that was my gift to where I could help them and read it too. But at the same time, I didn't need to take it on. Because when we take on everybody else's, now we're clouding up what we're supposed to be working on for ourselves. So intuition has a lot of different facets. It has a lot of different angles. It has a lot of different ways it can come through. And I did not take any more breaks for this show because we had such a mishap in the first 15 minutes. Wasn't that weird? I know. What I will do is I will put up a reload of the show without all of that. And it'll just be another one in there that will have a clear audio on it where it won't have all that crazy in there. for future people. So if you get into that, and I'll put a message up. But, you know, now that we've got it and it's working, yay. Now, well, what we don't want, and reminding you guys, you don't want to dim your light. That's the last thing you want to do. Connecting with your intuition and being your true self, it shines your light so bright. You want to be, you don't want to shrink down to make somebody else feel better or to conform. I know you heard that one. At the same time, we don't have to steamroll over top of somebody with ours. We just want to be. And it is awkward when we're first learning how to do that. It's like, I don't want to dim my light. I want to shine bright. And I just want to throw it out there and blind everybody with it. You can do that, but I found to just, you don't even need to just make sure they see it. Just be. It's so much easier than we make it to be because we're so used to having to work so hard, climb uphill to achieve anything in this world, that when it comes to this, it just is, it can't be that easy. It can't be that simple, but it, the peace that comes in when we just allow things like that is like, I don't have to prove it. I don't have to have that acceptance. I don't need to make sure you're okay with me. I don't need to even be attached to how you feel about me, things like that. It's very freeing and it's empowering to know that you, who you are inside, has value. You brought that value with you when you came here. You don't want to dim that. You don't want to hide that. You don't want to stuff it away like it has no value and it's no good because it doesn't conform to something, a belief or somebody else. That right there is probably one of the best things that I have experienced working and not hiding mine anymore. I mean, as a child, I did. I did bring it up when I was really young. My parents did the best. They didn't know. It wasn't their fault. They just didn't know what to do, you know, and they weren't sure. And then it was like, oh, you're being silly. You're being overreactive. You're just imagining it. Cause that's really what they thought. I don't need to be mad at them or blame them. They didn't know. But it also, growing up in a belief system that didn't agree with any of the things that I can do or have this ability, made me dim my light, and then I'm conforming, and I was a very unhappy person. Wasn't healthy, just depressed, you name it. As a child, I don't recall very happy childhood, honestly. There's aspects, parts of it, but not really. And it wasn't until I just had to be okay with what this was going to cause. It's going to upset the apple cart. Some people aren't going to be able to handle it. They're going to be weird around me. The biggest thing is they're so afraid I'm reading their mind. I don't want to read your mind, honestly. I really don't. I don't tap into doing that. I don't read anything unless I'm being asked and then I agree, okay. And I've been given permission to do that. But if you don't know, that's the way people respond sometimes. And I've gone through all of that feeling of rejection and isolation. So that's why I'm here with you about this, sharing what I've experienced with that, because I know you don't have to be that way. I've worked through it. I still work through it. But the more I go in the direction that's my true self, the happier, the healthier, the more vibrant I feel, the more I feel like I can contribute, the more I feel I do have a purpose. And you have that too. You have that too. So we have been going through quite a bit of healing, purging, releasing. Last week we talked about cord cutting, and there's quite a bit of that we will be discovering as you connect more with your intuition to see, you know, where do I have attachments that need to go away? This weekend or in the next week or so with this full moon energy, don't focus so much on what to fix or what to heal. What part of you can you love more? What part of you do you discount or self-criticize or feel isn't good enough, isn't strong enough, isn't of value? That's the part of you that needs some attention and some love, honestly. Just respecting and honoring that it feels that way is going to be a huge, powerful catalyst for you. Then behind that, you'll start to discover, oh, there's a cord that needs to go away, and boom, you know, it won't feel like this. It's an impossible task, because self-love is extremely important when it comes to energetic clearing, healing, all of that. This energy helps you to see, well, wait a minute, I need to work on this. I don't want to people please anymore. I want to be me, you know? And honestly, there's going to be people out there that are going to respect and admire you for being that way. Some won't. That, you know, okay. That's just part of it. I won't pretend that it isn't, but there's these other parts that are so much of value that need to come through, and they're missing out. You're missing out on part of why you're here. So you definitely want to put that in there. And, you know, if you remember this fiery passion of whatever it is you want to achieve inside you, that's what you want to put your aim on and really focus on. And let your intuition show you what can come through for you. So we're almost out of time, guys. I appreciate each and every one of you. I know that today was an interesting beginning to the show. I know that I will put another recorded call. It'll be right behind this one on the YouTube for reloading. The station will edit the audio, so we won't have all that craziness in there. But we stayed with it. We stayed with it until we got it right. And I just want to say thank you guys for joining us today and being with me. I appreciate each and every one of you. And I hope that you can go out there and enjoy getting to know how to work with your own intuition and trusting it to empower your life. Thanks so much for watching and listening to the Jen Royster Show.
You've been listening to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Remember to tune in each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. If you've missed any part of this show or any other show, visit www.jenroyster.com and transformationtalkradio.com.